Your neighbors.
Do you have many prefabs in France?
Yeah, we had about the same number. One in this country, in the UK, there were 156,000 built just after the war. And in France, north of France, Normandy, Brittany, because that's where we were bombed, 154,000. So it's very similar.
Yes.
And the American one, we had the same in France, because 8,000 came to the UK and 8,000 went to France. And you are still, and there are still some, I would say more than 100, 150 American prefabs still lived in. So you can see them in Le Havre.
Yeah.
And you've got some in Lorient.
Yeah.
And you got one or two in Caen. So, and there is a friend of mine who's got a little museum in Lorient, and he has reassembled an American prefab. So if you go on holiday in Brittany, you have to go to that museum.
Yeah. There's none in the UK.
No, there's one which is used as a sailing club in Snettisham, in Norfolk.
Oh right.
They wouldn't allow people around if it's for a sailing club.
I don't know. I'm sure if you knock on the door, you go during the season.
I'm sure I've got the cheek to ask.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, well, yeah.
Well, I think if you don't ask, you don't get.
Exactly. So if you are around, you can do this. Yes. It's in Snettisham. And it must be one of those which were in another location.
Yeah.
And somebody wanted to get rid of it. Some people say, well, we might as well use it for sailing clubs. There was one on a farm as well, in a very bad state in Sussex, Lewes.
Yeah.
It's on a farm, and nobody really knows how it came to arrive there. Mm-hmm. And I think there might be a little estate of them in near Plymouth, but we need to ask Jane, she knows more. Mm. So there might be a few ones in Plymouth. Plymouth.
Is the Zoom on?
Yeah, it is on.
Cool.
So, André and Pat, hello. So you lived in an American prefab in Birmingham.
Yes.
When did you move into the prefab?
It would be about 1951. I was six.
And I would have been five.
And they pulled them down when I was 15.
Yeah.
So just over 9 years, I think we were in.
But they were happy days.
Yeah, lovely.
Do you know why your parents got the prefab?
Yes, because they were living with my granddad, and it was all overcrowded, completely overcrowded. So, and it was through an MP. I can't think of his name now. But it was through, and Mum was the first one. Yeah,
Roy Jenkins, the MP.
And Mum was the first one in the family to move over to the south side of Birmingham, because we lived in Stechford, and I think it was a bit of a shock to the family that we were going on to the south of Birmingham, but it was good.
Yeah,
it was good, because from that we had a lot of good memories with our cousins that came over to stay, and we got the lickies, so the whole thing, it worked really well.
Yeah.
But it was also a sense of pride in the community.
Yeah. Gardens were tidy.
Yeah, it was run by Birmingham Council, and I've got a certificate where they used to have competitions between all the gardens. And I've still got it. Consolation prize?
I think it was a consolation prize.
Yeah. Still got it. Yeah. Anyway, all the gardens, it was only the odd one, but they all looked neat, well cared for.
Yeah. And you always kept an eye on neighbours' chimneys.
Yes.
The catching fire.
Yeah. And that was the first thing you were taught.
Yeah.
Because of the fire risk in the mum used to really.
Yeah, you always kept an eye on.
Yeah, because it was an American type, and they were made out of something called omazote, which is a bit of a cardboard, basically, like papier-mâché. So it could catch fire very...
Because Dad used to clean the chimney, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
Had an open... It was an open fire, because he kept spitting, didn't he? He kept spitting onto the rug.
Yeah, we had an open fire.
We had to be
fire.
Careful.
Yeah, we had an open fire. It was lovely because that's, I mean, most people did, they made toast.
But it always looked cosy.
Yeah.
Looked cosy.
Yeah.
Although, like in the winter, as I've said, we had
ice inside.
Yeah.
But then so did a lot of people.
Yeah.
So did a lot of people.
Yeah.
But the one thing I've never forgotten is the wooden drain board in the kitchen.
Yeah.
You know, you just don't see that.
You had your own bathroom.
Yeah, oh yes. Yeah.
Built-in wardrobes.
Yeah.
You shared the same room?
Oh, yes.
And did you
and
have
when we moved, we didn't want... we went to a three-bedroom when we moved.
But we stayed in the same.
We wanted to be together, so it worked out well.
Yeah.
But I think the community there was good.
How many prefabs were there, do you remember?
There was...
Because there was Gatley Grove and Flabbergrove.
So I'm not really sure. No. Would there be about 100?
I don't know. But there would be parties in the Grove for different things.
When we moved in, it was the...
was it the Queen's?
Yeah, the Queen's coronation. Yeah. And we didn't know anybody. So Mum and Dad decided we'd go over to my aunt and uncle's, and then we came back and all the whole Grove was all celebrating, but we weren't part of it then.
Yeah.
But everybody did look after each other.
They did. They were very, very caring neighbours.
Protective. Yeah, you perhaps don't see so much.
Yeah. But to me, I always remember all the gardens, tidy.
Yeah, because you had every prefab had its own garden around.
Wrap around.
You didn't see untidy gardens, did you?
No.
But you see the rentman comes round anyway.
But he would collect, and also there was the rentman, the milkman,
and the milkman,
and the milkman,
and the coalman,
and the coalman. And we were supposed to check the
count the coal.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's the job we were given. If Mum wasn't there, we had to count the bags in case he diddled us. I mean, I don't know what she expected us to do. I really don't.
But in the snow, everybody, the kids made, cleared all the paths.
Yeah.
And all the elderly always had their paths cleared.
Yeah.
It was automatic, wasn't it?
There's only one person we still know, isn't it? Mrs. Brooks.
Mrs. Brooks.
Oh, and Carol. I'm still in contact, and that's from then.
Which is a heck of a long time ago.
And what was your dad doing? What was his job?
He worked at the Austin there.
It was called the Austin Motor Company. It had to be long. British Leyland.
And he always, when he came down the road, always whistled, gave a whistle out.
And so did Mr. Heaney.
Yes, they both did.
Yeah.
So we knew he was coming.
Change the battery.
Change the battery.
So we knew that he was coming.
I take it your cut is down.
It's going to be your cut. Sometimes things are being said only once, and you miss them when you need to change your battery. And
lovely. This is awesome. I was going to say, if you wanted a copy of
the garden.
Oh, the garden consolation prize.
Yes.
Yes. I'll give you my card.
Yes. I mean, I can do a copy at home, or and then send it on to you.
Are you here for long?
We're tomorrow as well.
Oh, just tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yes. I was just going to say, because of you.
Because that's what we did when Mum went into a home. We got all that together.
Oh right.
And, so that when the carers were looking at it, to see that it was all part of her life.
Excellent.
You know.
Yeah.
because all that can get missed, can't it?
Yeah, of course.
And they don't spend the money on this sort of thing anymore, do
yeah.
they?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or they probably see it as a waste. Don't put that in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and can you tell me the address of the prefab?
Yes.
21 Gatley Grove, Selly Oak.
And do you know what is there now?
Yes, it's council property and it's Flabry Crescent and it's in Gibbons Road. And it's right opposite the main...
Selly Oak Park.
Opposite the main gates of Selly Oak Park.
And so. Why did you move in 19... What was that, in the 60s you moved out?
It would have been 1960 because I was 15. Mm. So... we moved up to Harbour, but there was a lot of grief when people had to leave.
Yeah. Everybody was
Nobody wanted to go.
No. Because it was a good community.
Yeah.
It really was a good community.
Yeah, it's a shame. Mm.
Yeah. Did they demolish them, or what was...
Yes, they pulled them down.
Yeah,
but either side of the prefabs were allotments, and they got sold. Mm. And they built private houses on. I'm not sure who owned that land, whether it was the council. But it was council built, the ones where I had prefabs were. And loads more than just the prefabs. It was a bit overcrowded. It's not the same.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You look at it, it's not that. I mean, I'm saying they're not happy there, but it's not quite the same, is it?
You see, I mean, like during the school holidays, we were always over the park. Mm. Because...
Well, we were told to go over the park.
But we were always over the park. And we'd come back because you could see the QA every 3 o'clock.
Yeah. There was the university clock,
yeah.
You could say.
And then we'd just come back. It was just a lovely... It was a lovely childhood. Yeah.
No phones.
No phones.
Nobody
no
had
watches.
A phone.
No
had to walk up Gibbons Road to Strathdean Road to use a phone.
Yeah. And we always checked the university clock. And if we were going to have rain, we could smell Cadbury's chocolate.
Yeah.
So you'd get your washing in if you could smell chocolate.
Yeah.
That's not a bad thing to have anyone's childhood.
I have got a funny story to tell, a funny memory linked to the prefab.
Well, I remember frightening you in the prefabs. I don't know if that
more
was
than
funny.
Once. More than once.
I'd go in, there's a built-in wardrobe, and I'd hide behind that, and as she walked in, I'd put my hand on her shoulder.
Yeah. Mind you, Mum did buy a new toilet brush. We used to have... hedgehogs in the garden, so I put it down Andrew's bed, brushed upwards. And I got into bed first, let Andrew come in, turn the light off, get into bed, and she thought she got a hedgehog in her bed.
And you were talking about the silverfish?
Yes, there were silverfish. Yeah. They were always in the bathroom.
In the bathroom.
And in the bath itself, about that big. I've still seen them around. But it's generally old places, but I think it's connected with damp or rotten wood, maybe rotten wood, do you think?
Mm-hmm.
I don't
know. Maybe. Certainly
the floor.
But you would see them in the bath.
In the bath. Yeah.
And I'd never seen anything like that until we moved in.
But it was a happy time for prefab.
It was happy for us as a family.
Yeah. It was a good environment.
Yes.
When you went to school, did other children who didn't live in prefabs look a bit down on you because you lived in a prefab, or?
No.
Because we went to school with the people that were in the prefab.
Because we used to walk up Frederick Road, which is right next to us.
I don't think we experienced anything like that.
No. You'd have people sort of say, well, you live in a matchbox when you went to, like, a bigger school. But it was never... It was said jokingly.
I never felt it at all.
Oh, no.
Never even occurred to me.
No.
We saw ourselves on a level playing field all the way through.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm. Yeah. It's a happy time.
Yeah.
Mm. Would you live in a prefab again?
Oh, yes. Oh, in a heartbeat. Yes. Yes, I would.
I wouldn't have wanted one when the children were really young. I would have wanted a bit more space. But now I'm getting older.
It's not ideal, really, because you know, no stairs, lights, etc.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well designed.
And easy to keep, easy to decorate.
Yeah.
By the side of us, we were at the bottom half of the pudding basin, weren't we? And there was Ellis's sports field at the back, and they used to play cricket. Didn't they try and get on the roof? To go and watch the cricket, and then try and get on the roof because they could get a good view. And also, we had Mum used to throw bread up on the roof for the seagulls.
You could
hear them.
Yeah,
you could hear them on the roof.
Yeah. In Birmingham.
Yeah. Birmingham.
We do get seagulls.
Yeah, Mum was through Birmingham.
And you could hear them. Walking.
Happy days.
And there was the other thing at the milkman when it was snowing, and the birds coming in and pecking because the milk was left outside, and the cream would lift because it was all frozen, and the birds would come and peck the cream. I can remember that.
Yeah.
And the gypsies coming round.
Yeah.
Coming round selling and Aunt Marjorie at the back of us. She was afraid and she used to go and lie under the bed when they were there. We couldn't understand.
Oh.
Yeah. You remember that?
Yeah.
Gypsies coming round selling
What
pegs.
Was they selling?
Pegs.
Pegs. Yeah.
And the rag and
baskets.
And the rag and...
And we had the rag and bone.
And the rag and bone man, yes.
Yeah.
Not many cars.
Yeah. No.
And no shop in a prefab?
No.
Just dwellings, just houses.
No shops.
Yeah.
You had to go... I look back now and I realise that we didn't have a car, so you walked everywhere.
Mm. Because there was no bus up the road.
No.
Bus up the road.
Well, had arms going down like this, carrying everything.
And you are two sisters, you had no brother and sister?
No. But it was expected to go with your mother shopping. It was expectation that you didn't leave it. And looking at it, you shouldn't.
No. It was too much, wasn't it? But I've always said it was our happiest family life in the prefab.
If you had a visitor with a car, you were classed as well.
Yeah.
You know, but we got one.
Okay, right. Yeah, I think we... Yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you so much.
Fantastic. I'm just going to take